All right now, I feel strange saying this, but it's going to be probably the last time for a while. We're going to bring in Mike Kozzi and Check Sports. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I've got part-time and full-time, 50 years in this business. Full-time, I've got 49 years in this business. I've lived through a lot, even as a kid. This is like being in a war against a virus. And I have, you know, it's astounding. Mike and I were texting back and forth yesterday about whether we should do sports. And I wanted to say, yeah, today we're going to do sports, even though there's not much to talk about. Because Mike is someone who has played baseball and been involved in sports your whole life. This is a whole different ballgame, what's going on now.
It's ridiculous. My opinion, it's ridiculous. When I was a kid and you were young, there was a thing called the Hong Kong flu. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Hong Kong flu?
Yeah.
So when you had the Hong Kong flu, what did you do?
I stayed home, yeah.
You stayed home. Yeah. Did places close? Did anything happen?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just so over-exaggerated. People, I came home from school yesterday after they told us we were going to be out for a while, and I was going to go to ShopRite because I was out of seltzer. I stopped drinking soda at the beginning of the year and to lose weight and whatnot. That's another story, but I went to get seltzer. Do you know there wasn't a parking lot and there wasn't a space in the parking lot?
Mm.
And when I eventually got in there, every piece of meat in the meat department was gone. I'm like, what the heck are these people doing?
Well, and you know who it really affects? Senior citizens who can't get to the store as much, they show up after everything's gone. That's why what I've been saying to people is, if you're going to go into a store and you're going to buy four or something, buy two. If you're going to buy two, buy one. You know, it got to be fair to you.
That's what they're forcing them to do now.
Yeah.
It's like rationing at the store. It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. But you know, when you think about this, at the NBA, the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, the NCAA, just out and outright suspend, and NASCAR is going to operate for the time being, but not allow any people to go to attend.
And that's what the races are doing.
It's like I said, it's almost like restrictions that are put on during World War I and World War II.
Yeah.
Except this is not countries fighting countries; it's fighting a virus. It's just a strange time, and it's
the only thing I could go with. I wasn't around in World War I or World War II. Was the gas rationing in the 70s?
And this far exceeds that.
You had the you could only buy $5 worth, which back then was 10 gallons. And you had odd and even days and stuff like that. That's the only thing I could do, but not to the extreme. I mean, the entire country was affected by it, but not to this extreme.
No, and this is another thing I'm going to say right now. People, if this goes more than two and a half weeks, you're going to be back to gas rationing too, because people aren't going to be able to deliver across state lines. There's going to be a lot of things that are...
No, I don't think you'll have gas rationing, because there's an overabundance of it now. The market's dipping. There's tons of it.
It's got to be delivered.
I don't think you'll have gas rationing.
It's got to be delivered, though.
Then you're going to have rationing for everything.
Yeah,
I mean, things are going to be delivered. I mean, that's to think that things won't be delivered. That's I think that's a little bit bordering on the ridiculous side, because then you're not going to get your mail, and then you're not going to be able to pay your bills. And what are you going to do?
It's a strange time we live in. So what?
Funny
are you gonna...
thing though, that every time there's a presidential election, there's a virus.
It seems to go hand in hand. So what are you going to do with the? Are you going to sleep late now in the mornings until sports resumes?
No, I'll be up. I'll be up. I mean, I have to work. I have to do video lessons for my kids. And then I have to go online. It's just like there's a regular day of school. I have to go online and see if anybody sends me any questions on what they have to do. So it's not, I mean, I can be home, but I'll be working every day for the amount of time that I'm home.
All right, so now...
But the good thing about that is I can have one eye on the TV screen and bet some horses, too.
Well, I was just going to say, now, seeing as horse racing is not off...
We can do every Friday.
Yeah, well that's what we're going to plan on doing. We'll do every Friday so we can so people can at least over their computer make their picks. So what's on the horse racing for this weekend?
Oaklawn. I'll do the three stakes there, starting with the eighth is the Essex Handicap, a mile and a 16th for older horses, colts and geldings. A couple of horses I'm looking at in here. Number two, Night Ops. This horse won the last time out, running at an optional 80,000 at Oaklawn. The horse has four starts at Oaklawn with two wins, a second and a third. Joe Tolomo stays with the mount. So I think I have to use Night Ops again, and Night Ops beat a few horses coming back in this race. Another horse I'm going to use in this race is trained by Steve Asmussen, the four-horse Bank It. This horse has run four times at Oaklawn, hasn't won but run second twice, but has some real good buyers and fits in here. And the odd thing about Bank It is it's a New York bred running in Arkansas. Figure that one out. And then the last horse I'm going to use is the six, Snapper Sinclair. Six starts with the win, four times in the money. This horse has an affinity for the track, too. And Rosario comes from Santa Anita to ride this horse, where he's the top jockey in California right now. So him leaving to ride this horse in the stake is a must-use, too. So a 2-4-6 exacta box in the eighth race, and I'm going to come back with Night Ops to repeat on top. The ninth race is the Azari. This is for older fillies and mares. A mile and a 16th on the dirt. All dirt at Oaklawn. No turf course there. Two horses I'm looking at in here. One is the two, My Lady Curlin. This horse is coming off a fourth-place run in the Houston Ladies Classic in the middle of January. Been training very, very well for Brad Cox at Oaklawn Park. This horse has run there three times, hit the board three times, right across, one win, one second, one third. Ran fourth against other horses in this race this time. But like I said, Rosario comes out, gets a jockey change. I think that's going to be the difference in this race. My Lady Curlin is going to be my top pick. My second pick is the horse that did beat all the rest of the horses in this race at Houston, Sam Houston, last time out. That's the four, Lady Apple. This horse is perfect at Oaklawn, 3-for-3, three starts, three wins. So a 2-4-4-2 exacta box in this race for me, and I'm dumping the favorite, the 5, Serengeti Express. I just think these other two horses are running a lot better than them right now. So those are those two races. The Rebel, which is the Grade 2 race of the day, a mile and 16th on the dirt, which is the Kentucky Derby prep, and they're even trying to get rid of the Kentucky Derby this year, so we'll see what happens with that. My top pick in here is going to be the 4, Silver Prospector. This horse won the other prep leading up to this, the Southwest, going a mile and a 16th. So we have the same distance, same trainer, same jockey. Horse is still tight with nice works. So Silver Prospect is going to be my top play. And my second horse is going to be the Invader, Nadal, the one horse trained by Bobby Baffert. This horse is by Blame, the perfect 2-for-2 in his lifetime. Never been more than 7 furlongs. I'm not holding it against this horse because he's bred for it. Real, real nice works coming into this race, coming off of 59-3 bullet work at Santa Anita, best of 59. So that'll be my play in this race. We'll go with the 4 Silver Prospector and the 1 Nadal and the Rebel. And it's going to be interesting to see horses run with no people in the stands. And Oaklawn draws people. There'll be a lot of people there for this race if it was happening. And Keeneland has closed the doors for, I think, the first week of their meet, where they're not going to allow spectators in there for the first week. So a lot of strange things going on in this world of the twilight zone we live in.
All right, Mike, I want you to have a good weekend and be safe.
I'll be fine, man.
And I will speak to you next Friday, unless something comes up that you want to talk about on your sports.
I'll shoot you a line the night before.
All right.
And I got the surefire cure for this stuff. It's 125. Proof bourbon. That'll kill anything.
All right, Mike. Have a good weekend. I'll speak to you sometime next week.
You too, guys. Avoid the calamity.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.